come, my little ones. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
And seek to please Him. Oh, Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to His call? For all your good actions and for bowing down to His will, to His will, to His will. Allah has promised you the road to paradise. Will you heed, will you heed to His call? Try your best for your Lord's pardon and seek to please Him. Oh, Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to His call?
My butterflies, this year Ramadan, we'll be doing programs from Durban schools. We'll have the children reading a story. We'll read stories to the little butterflies and a special guest appearance, inshallah, from our special bird friend. Do you remember who he is? I'm not going to give you any more details, but for now, let's go listen to some of the stories that were prepared by the Durban butterflies. If you'd like us to be at your school next year, inshallah, then don't forget to send us your details. Call us at the station. I'd love to hear from you.
Which of Allah's favors can you deny? Will you bow down in prayer to Him? Strengthen your iman with the zikr of Allah. Can you feel, can you feel, can you feel? Try your best for your Lord's pardon and seek to please Him. Oh, Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to His call? I beseech Jannah for you. As'aluka al-Jannah lahum. I beseech Jannah for you. As'aluka al-Jannah lakum. For all your good actions and for bowing down to His will, to His will, to His will. Allah has promised you the road to paradise.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
My name is Amina Dawji.
Amina, how old are you?
I am 9 years old.
MashaAllah. And tell me, my darling, which school do you go to?
I go to Al-Fila College.
And do you enjoy it?
Yes.
MashaAllah. What's your favorite subject?
English and Maths.
English and Maths. Wow, MashaAllah. What's the name of your story?
Prophet Yunus alayhi salam.
Okay, go ahead.
Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. Prophet Yunus alayhi salam was sent by Allah to a big town where many people had forgotten Allah's orders and did many things which Allah had forbidden. You should believe only in Allah and obey only Him. Yunus alayhi salam told him, "You should worship him alone and do good. Otherwise, a severe punishment will come upon you." But Yunus alayhi salam soon discovered that the people did not want to listen to him. He lost patience with them and left the town in anger. Afterwards, Yunus alayhi salam decided to go across the sea and boarded a ship for the voyage. But when the ship was in the middle of the ocean, Yunus alayhi salam suffered a great misfortune. He was thrown overboard and swallowed up by an enormous whale. Fortunately though, the whale had swallowed Yunus alayhi salam in one big gulp, so he had landed in his stomach unhurt. It was very dark inside the whale's stomach, and Yunus alayhi salam grew very fearful in his loneliness. He started to think over what had happened in the town and came to realize that he should not have acted so hastily and in such a quick-tempered manner. Instead, he should have stayed and kept on speaking to the people and asked them to return to Allah. In his despair, Yunus alayhi salam started to pray with all his heart to Allah. He said, "La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin." Allah hears the prayers of those who pray to him and those who believe in him. Allah heard Yunus alayhi salam's prayers and caused Yunus alayhi salam to come out of the whale's stomach and to be swept by the waves of the ocean all the way to the shore. Poor Yunus alayhi salam was in a terrible state after all that he had just laid on the beach, weak, ill and helpless. He felt dreadfully miserable, but Allah caused a tree to grow. This tree provided Yunus alayhi salam with shade and fruit. Not long after Yunus alayhi salam had recovered his health and strength, when he was better, Allah sent Yunus alayhi salam back to the town. This time the people of the town listened to Yunus alayhi salam when he had told them it was better for them if they had believed in Allah and worshipped him alone, and that they must do good. Everyone was much happier after that.
MashaAllah, what a beautiful story of Yunus alayhi salam, and I'm sure all the little butterflies enjoyed it. Tell me, my darling, what did you learn from this story?
That you mustn't give up.
That you must never give up, especially when Allah is always there. Let's go for a quick break.
Listen to my heartbeat, yeah. I used to try and please the world around, trying to be somebody I was not. Now I find myself, I feel at ease, and my heart beats for you. My father used to tell me change my ways. Mother used to always feel my pain. She used to always say that God is here. I was lost, now I found. You helped me find my way, oh my. Thank you for guiding me. Everything that I do in life, I do it all for you. Listen to my heartbeat, yeah. Listen to my heartbeat, yeah. Listen to my heartbeat, yeah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Amara.
And how old are you?
8.
MashaAllah. And to the listeners, Amara also goes to Al Falah College in Durban. Tell me, my sweetheart, did you fast last year?
Yeah.
You did. How many did you keep?
4.
MashaAllah. How many are you going to keep this year?
4.
InshaAllah. Tell me, what's the name of your story?
Sincerity.
Okay, go ahead.
There was a man from the Bani Israel who used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. A group of people once came to him and told him the people of a nearby tribe were worshipping a tree. This news upset him, so he took an axe and went to cut the tree. On the way, Shaitan met him in disguise as an old man and asked him where he was going. The man told Shaitan that he was going to cut down the tree. Shaitan said, "The tree has nothing to do with you. Do not leave your ibadah for something that does not concern you." "This is also ibadah," said the man and continued on his way. Shaitan tried to stop him by wrestling with him, but the man knocked down Shaitan.
Shaitan begged him to get off him. And when the man got off, Shaitan said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made it fault to cut the tree. If you do not cut the tree, it will not harm you in any way. If cutting the tree was fault, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have told one of his prophets to cut it. The man still wanted to cut the tree, and Shaitan tried to stop him again. For the second time, the man dropped Shaitan. Shaitan then said to the man, You are a poor man. If you do not cut this tree, I will give you 3 gold coins every day that you will find under your pillow. With this money, you can buy all your things, help your relatives, help the poor, and do many other good deeds. Cutting the tree is only one good deed, but with the money, you can do many good deeds. The man agreed and went back home without cutting the tree. For 2 days, he found the money under his pillow. However, on the 3rd day, he found nothing. He got angry, picked up an axe, and set off to cut the tree. On the way, Shaitan met him and asked where he was going. The man replied that he was going to cut the tree. Shaitan said, I will not let you cut the tree. This time, when they had a fight, Shaitan knocked down the man. The man was surprised at this and asked Shaitan why he had won the fight this time. Shaitan said, The first time when you were going to cut the tree was only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped you to fight me. This time, you are going to cut the tree because you did not get the money. Therefore, I dropped you down. This time, the man was not sincere. He was not doing this action for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The intention we make before doing any action will decide whether we will be rewarded for that action or not. We should always do things to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Then only will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us. Before, after, and whilst doing any action, we should always check our intention. If Shaitan spoiled our intention, then we should ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and correct our intention. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, I definitely learnt a lot from that lesson. Did you enjoy that story?
Yes.
You did, MashaAllah. Let's go for a quick break. La 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 la
la la la la la la la
la la la la la
la la la la la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la La la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la Didn't you tell me, Abba, that lying is hard up? And those who lie, Allah gets very upset with them. The liar can't sleep peacefully, and people go away from them. Up a telephone.
Tell him I'm not home.
Up a telephone.
How? Tell him I'm not home.
I must say that he's not home. La 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 la
la la la la la
la la la la la
Tell him I'm not home.
You teach me and then you forget what it is you taught. You are my role model and you know I look up to you. Please don't be upset with me, Abba. You know what is wrong and right. Abba telephone.
Okay, tell him I'm home.
Abba telephone.
How? Tell him I'm home.
Now come speak on the phone.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilallika, ma'assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.